Simply Done, the podcast network.
I don't want to be sedated.
So mad at me.
Am I mad at you? Why would I ever be mad at you? You're like the perfect person. You're professional in every way.
God fucking damn it, I don't fucking feel good. Let me get out of here.
He's got to play the song from the beginning of the show.
That's what he's doing now,
and then the show starts once he plays the music.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm, of course, the world's famous Scary Perry.
Yes!
Oh!
Wait a minute.
Way how to
did
sell
you,
it.
How did you become... the world famous.
It's the world's famous. The world's famous.
The world.
How are
world
you world famous?
Famous?
How does that happen?
Windy City Heat, Scary Perry Skateboards.
Yesterday, the 17th of November, why was that a special day?
Well, National Unfriend Day.
National Unfriend Day, but what else?
That's bullshit. Why is it National Unfriend Day?
That's what they're saying.
That's what Jimmy Kimmel is saying. What's this National Unfriend crap?
Well,
is it because of what happened with me and you guys almost 10 years ago?
What are you talking about?
Oh, when I what was that? 2003 or 2006 when I sued. Is that why it's National Unfriend?
Why are you bringing that up? What does that have to do with?
I don't think anything.
I was trying to be nice and say it was your birthday yesterday,
thank you, but,
and then you start a war with Jimmy Kimmel again.
Yeah, it's National Unfriend Day.
What is he talking about?
I don't know, dude.
National Unfriend Day.
Yeah,
he's the one that said it.
It's the 17th. That's what people know the 17th as. Okay.
People know the 17th as Lee Strasberg's birthday and my birthday.
What?
Lee Strasberg.
Yeah, I know.
Strasberg Studios.
But I think more people know that it's National Unfriend Day.
Everybody knows it's my birthday.
But why'd you start in with Kimmel again?
Well, he was the one that announced it.
National Unfriend Day on your birthday?
Yeah.
That's just a happy coincidence.
Oh, a happy coincidence.
What the hell are you talking about? Well, is there anybody you don't fight? I'll tell you this.
I'm not fighting. That's the thing. I'm not fighting. I don't know why he's the one that made the comment that it's National Unfriend Day. It's a National Unfriend Day because it's my birthday?
No.
So you delete everybody on your Facebook page because it's Scary Perry's birthday. So delete Scary Perry number one, and then whoever follows Scary, delete them.
It's a pretty good idea.
Then I guess I should delete everybody on my page, huh?
That's what
you
know
just
what
said.
The
you're the one saying
you're
it, dude.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
National Unfriend Day.
Okay. Anyway. Whatever.
I don't think the Scary's Blasters would
mood.
Be happy
I'm
about
not
that.
In a good mood.
Why? What happened, buddy?
Wait. Whoa. You're not in a good mood? I've never seen that side of you.
What happened?
Yeah, sure.
That's all you do. You're always complaining. What happened this time?
My neck. God damn it. My arm, my neck, my fingertips. It's got me nuts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is he doing the bit about the broken
neck? Joking. I think he's. Which reminds me, we've just got a couple shows left after this one because you're going in for an operation.
Again.
So you're going to be out for a little while. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a few best of shows. And
a few?
Just shut up.
Okay, stop.
And so what we'd like, get in touch with me on Facebook and let us know what were your favorite bits that we've done that we can put on the best of shows. I've gotten a few responses, but get in touch with us on Facebook because very soon Perry's going to the hospital. We want to have a couple nice shows while Perry's gone. So please find your favorite Big Three bits and let us know and so we can put them on the best of shows.
You know what I'd like to hear best of?
What would you like?
Doing all that stuff that we did on the show, and then you do some of it from each different show, and you put it all in one show.
Yeah, that's what we were just saying
Thank
that we were going to do.
Right.
Can I ask you a favor?
As soon as I do the opening, all of a sudden you're asking favors. You start a fight with Kimmel, now you're asking favors. Let me just get to the beginning of the show. Now, if you've never heard our podcast before, the three of us were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat. Then 7 years later, Perry did nothing in his life, and he begged for us to help him again. So we put together a podcast, and we had 42 shows on the Ace Broadcasting Network. But then I don't. Why did we leave there, Mole? Do you remember?
He was charging us too much money.
No, I think it was because he wouldn't let us ride the mini bikes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and he wouldn't let you steal his AC Cobra, too.
He actually would probably have been cool with that, but he just wouldn't,
he wouldn't have been cool with that.
I think he probably would have,
dude. No, he would not.
Yeah, I think I think he would have.
The AC Cobra, that's a
you like that?
Bitchin' car. I love that car.
Well, anyway, well, the point is that we did all those shows at Ace Broadcasting, but now we're recording from Simply Don the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood. And this, guess, what show number is this for us?
We're number one.
No.
Hondo, Texas.
This show, yeah.
We're not number one. This is not the number one show. We could be the number one show on the podcast.
Yeah, what did I say? What did I say?
You
said I said number one. Now you're saying it's number one because I already said it.
This is not the first
show. Don't hit him.
It's like 10 or 12 shows that we've taped here, right? Or
what?
How many shows have we taped it over here at this studio?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was just asking. And I was asking Mole. He said number one, which it isn't. This is our 11th show from the new studio.
Oh, my God. How many are we supposed to do?
I said 10 or 12, and I was right in the middle.
No, you missed it by one each way. Today, you start in with Kimmel. Well, that's not the only person you're having problems with, because you have really attacked Nuka Nation to a point where now they're making death threats to you.
Oh, let them make death threats to me.
Why don't you just apologize to these
guys?
Yeah, why don't you make up with Nuka
Nation? Apologize for what?
Okay, for apologize the stuff you said.
Excuse me. Apologize for what?
You called them
apologize
punks?
For Nuka, Rucka Nuka Ali, or Rucka Rucka Ali saying that I have AIDS?
You don't have to apologize for that. I think that's cool. I'm saying I think that you threatened him, and I think that's what you've got to apologize for. You said that he
Here's
was...
Here's the thing about threatening him.
Okay, go
There's
on.
No threat. It's all a joke.
It's a joke? Did you see some of those videos?
Listen, Nuka Nation can be nice, but Nuka Nation can be nasty.
Oh, they can be really nasty.
They're
you don't
Detroit,
want nasty
Michigan.
Nuka Nation.
They're Detroit guys. Of course they can be nasty.
Well, as I said.
Remember the death capital of the nation?
Yeah, remember.
How many years ago was that?
You remember what the Lions quarterback did last week?
So you start this with Nuka Nation. Everyone's pissed off at you. Why don't you just apologize to Rucka Nuka? You put this video out threatening Nuka Nation, and now they're really pissed at you.
So let them be pissed.
Okay,
what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do to me? What are they gonna do to me? Break my neck again?
I got you, Dan. What are they gonna do to him? Let's find out on the next episode of Scaremaster vs. Nuka Nation. We tune in to a hospital room where Scaremaster is lying prone after surgery. When in walk two Nuka Nation people dressed as candy stripers. Oh, wait. This is a mole.
You mean jailmates?
We mean, do you go to jail?
You said candy stripers.
Okay.
Did you see my shirt?
What does the shirt say?
Mary Jane, would you like to read it?
One of those question mark things.
Who that lady go in that movie?
Yeah, that's right. I was just able to option the movie version of Who That Lady Go in That Movie. It's a rom-com about a guy who sees a lady, and he can't remember who she is, so he goes around trying to find the lady who he likes, but all he can remember is she looked like that lady who go in that movie. So he asks everybody who that lady who go in that movie, trying to find the lady, but you know who he ends up finding? The lady who go in that movie, not even the girl he's looking for. But then, so he falls to the lady who go in that movie, but then he runs into the lady who looked like the lady who go in that movie. And then a whole love triangle thing happens.
Who's starring in that?
Bunch of people, some dude and two ladies.
Sounds
you know
like
who's starring in it?
Who? That's what I asked.
That dude, huh?
Who?
Who that lady go in that movie?
Okay. This is just a roundabout circle. We're never going to get anywhere with this.
Oh, what's your name?
We're now at the point where it's time for you, the home listener, to have some fun here on the Big Three Podcast, because it's time for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Well, now, if you've never heard the show before, as I said, this is where you get a chance to be part of the Big Three fun. All you have to do is you send $10, $10 cash, no checks, no money orders. We need the hard cash. Send that to us. And then you get to get a mention on the show. Now, today we have a few of these. You know what? Let's go around and read these. Mole, Why don't you read this first one? Here you go.
I hope it's not about denying that you have AIDS again, because that last one from last week was really intense.
Absolutely.
See, let me tell you something. No, you know I don't have AIDS. He knows I don't have AIDS.
I know, but he wasn't saying you had AIDS. He was saying you had AIDS denial. Okay?
Oh, God.
That was where you denied it.
That is what he said.
This one says, Dear Big Three Podcast, my name is Patrick, and I really love the show, guys. We quote it all the time to each other. The only parts we don't like are the swearing, shouting, gay jokes, and the unprofessionalism. Luckily, there isn't much of that. We've even considered joining the Navajo religion, but only because we're too cheap to get birthday presents. I realize you're no longer associated with MoPlay, the home game by Perpetic Industries, but I was really hoping to get some new cards for the games because the old scenarios are wearing thin in our gaming circle. Maybe a cookie caramello add-on pack called All Hands on Deck.
Whoa.
Great idea. That'd be awesome. I thought sending cash in the mail was illegal, but I looked it up on Snopes, and it seems to be okay. Here's $10 from Mole, Dan, Mary Jane, and the Caremeister. Whoa.
Give it here.
Whoa, look at all that money.
Give it to me.
And that's from Brooke. Oh, it was my friend Patrick and I. Thanks, Brooke and Patrick. Whoa, look at all that money.
See, I like the way they handle it.
And I like the idea of all hands on and all hands on deck.
All right, Perry, you read the next one.
Add-on pack.
Anytime, Perry.
Salutations. Sometimes I wonder why I'm so attracted to the big three, but I think I finally know who. My platonic feelings toward Don and Mole stem from Dom's matinee ideal. Idol, good looks, and graceful leadership, and Mole's warm-hearted demeanor and adorability. My feelings towards Perry are more lustful in nature. He's very attractive, but in a really dirty, slutty kind of way. He's the kind of man that you just want to ride all night, paint the interior of his rectum with your semen and make him clean you off with his mouth afterward, with the way he teases and tantalizes. It's like he's asking for it. In my perfect world, I think I would be married to the big three. Jehovah's Witnesses are cool with polygrams, right? Oh, polygamy. What the hell is that?
I don't know. You're reading it.
But I think I can settle for the big three podcasts. Dimitri Moreland.
Okay.
Whatever.
By the way, have you ever thought of doing books on tape? Because you have the absolute perfect voice.
It's pretty interesting.
Very soothing.
I'd like to get him to read The Godfather by Mario Puzo.
Ooh. Maybe sometime we should read
forever.
Yeah, maybe we should do like a paragraph or a couple chapters at a time.
Maybe when you're in the hospital, we'll come in there with the tape recorder and you can just read The Godfather.
Excellent idea.
And we can put that up as a special podcast and get sued by the Puzo estate.
If you want to get us all sued.
I don't want to.
All right, I've got another shout out, Perry. Let me do this. Hello, Big Three. This shout out is not for me, but for my friend Steve Roeder. How would you say this? R-O-E-D-E-R.
Roeder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I said it. Okay, it's his birthday, and he must be the world's biggest Big Three fan because all he ever does is talk about it. Well, that's nice.
Hey, awesome.
Happy birthday, dude. Steve.
Cool.
I don't listen to the show because he says it's about two guys who make fun of the third guy for being gay. You see, I'm a homophobic, and I really hate faggots. So I would never listen to any show that...
I agree. I'm a homophobic, and I can't stand faggots either.
Oh, wait a minute. But he goes on that he says, I'm also an Italian, and any real Italian man would tell you, I would sooner eat the shit out of a dog than commit a gay act. If you're not Italian, then you wouldn't expect to understand. Here's my $10 shutter. You can do with whatever you want with it, as long as it doesn't go to the Siemens... Sommelier?
Sommelier?
What does that mean?
He's like the guy who oversees the wine in a fancy restaurant.
Huh. Signed Evil Ed Stallone. Evil Ed. Well, and by the way, happy birthday to your buddy there. That's really nice. Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve.
All right, we have one last one, and there's no money in this one, but would you read that, Mole?
Sure, I'll try. Wow, it's really long. I'm a big fan of the Big Three and of college football. And last weekend, I found an eerie similarity between the two. Interesting. I come from a small town in Pennsylvania, about 20 miles from Happy Valley, the home of my favorite football team, the Penn State Nittany Lions. See where this is going.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
As everyone knows, that last Saturday, for the first time since 1965, Joe Paterno was not head coach. He was fired because he knew about sexual abuses committed by an assistant coach, and he didn't report it, and that led to other boys getting sexually molested by the coach, and that was never turned in. Wasn't that what happened to Perry? He spent an evening with, I can't make out the name, Randy.
Who? Who are you saying?
How do you say this name? Callahan?
What is the name? What are you reading?
Randy Callahan.
Callahan.
Randy Callahan, thank you. But never reported him. And then Randy Callahan.
Callahan. Whatever.
Thank you. Was arrested for touching kids.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you think?
Remember when you,
you
showed me that ET?
Yeah, I
don't
do.
You think Perry should be fired from the Big Three podcast, just like they fired the other no good, won't talk to cops, greaseball Italian Joe Paterno? I know the Big Three doesn't want their reputation ruined, like my beloved Penn State. Thanks for all the great shows. Hope you fire Perry before other children are hurt. Yours truly, Jay Schrift.
Wow.
Fire me for what?
For enabling.
That's right, I didn't think about that.
That Callahan guy to go off and be with.
That was 20 years ago.
Right,
and right.
Never dude, I was suicidal. He knew how suicidal
but,
I was.
But he makes
he
a good point
me,
here.
Don called me over to this house that one, this office that one day, and showed me a Entertainment Tonight event. Where Randy Callahan got arrested.
What kind of
a
thing?
For raping a 12-year-old.
Okay, but right. Scaremaster.
If you would have turned him in.
If you would turned him in, and you
would have never
just
raped
going
that
yeah.
kid.
If I, dude,
so
I
just like Joe Paterno,
so
if you would have turned in that coach, that coach would have never raped anybody else. And if Perry would have turned in Randy Callahan would
have
never
suggested
molested.
That to me.
I wasn't part of it. I didn't believe it. I thought you were trying to play a joke on us.
Bullshit.
Yeah, the way you told
that's
it was so
and
funny.
You make fun of me all the time.
I don't
no,
make
because
fun
you
of
told
you.
The story
ever
like
since,
it was a big
I don't
joke.
Make fun of you.
Ever since then, I've been made fun of.
Perry,
geez,
you go.
Geez,
you used to go on
geez.
Stage and tell that story, and I always thought
it
was a
you
joke.
You always brag about it. You always.
He really
oh,
does. So
it,
everybody
it.
Thought
you
it was a joke. Like when you talk about waking up in Don's crack. You've never woke up in my ass.
That's called Don's crack.
It's
not
the same
Don's
thing.
Crack.
We always think it's part of your act.
Oh, and you used to do that whole act about, oh, this guy, well, I'm so handsome, and all these guys, everyone loves me, even dudes like this one dude. Oh, man, let me tell you a story. And you tell everybody the story, and you brag and brag
Shut
about
up.
It.
Shut up.
We should get back to that in a little while. But last week, we were very happy to have the great Dominic Monaghan come on the show. And I believe he might have been the first guest from the new studio, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, we have another guy
no,
that
Brody went. Was here.
Oh, that's right. Good point.
Brody
oh,
he was here, but Dominic Monaghan was the first guest
for the Big Three
in the new studio.
But what we also had that same show, Brody was here. We also had Natasha. We've had a guy that's tried to get in touch with you for quite some time, who's a little mad, who said he'd like to talk to you today. So may I bring in to the studio a former. Businessman, he probably still is, but the one of the producers of the movie Windy City Heat. Say hello to Yergi and Natasha.
Oh,
they're here.
Where is he? There he is. I see him.
Hey.
Okay, grab a seat. Put
hey.
On your cans. Hello, Natasha. Hello, Yergi. How are you?
Hi, Yergi.
No. Okay. I tell you what to fuck. Okay.
Hey, you guys.
Hello, Yergi. Put on your headphones. Put your headphones. There's a headphone right there. Well, welcome, Yergi. You were the former producer of the movie Windy City Heat.
That's right.
You're Romanian.
It's nice to see the Yurgis.
Businessman.
Oh, now Yurgis is a former producer of the movie?
He wasn't?
He was.
I don't know.
Of course I was. Don't you know who butters your bread, for Christ's sake?
Remember we lost the funding and who he stepped in
That's
to fund
right.
the movie?
If not for
Yurgi,
That's right.
Windy City Heat would still be just a dream in your head, Scaremaster.
You came here today because you wanted to say something to Perry. You came the same day that Perry decided to skip out on us, and now you're here back because you have something you want to say.
Okay, I want to get something off my chest, Joker Man. Okay? Now listen to me.
Something off your chest?
Off my chest, yes.
Show some respect, Perry.
I am. I'm
no, you're not.
This lovely flower, this lovely Romanian flower, I sent her. Of goodwill, I sent her, and what do you do? You raped her with your eyeballs.
Oh, God.
With your eyeballs. With your eyeballs, you gave her a rim job.
Wow.
How do you know?
I heard all about it. I listened to podcasts. I could hear your eyeballs bulging from your skull
and
licking up and down her beautiful Romanian body.
Yeah, well, she was grabbing onto, what's his face?
Brody. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you know when to stop? Yurgi came here. He's very upset. You never know when to say you're sorry.
Yurgi,
why don't you just admit that you did something to her?
Okay, let him talk. Let him have his day in court.
Thank you. Can I say something?
Bullshit!
To you,
okay,
bullshit! Can I say something to you, my friend?
Okay.
Dude!
Bullshit!
Dude!
What?
Hey, I'm sorry, all right?
Hey, Spicoli.
Can I say I'm sorry for checking her out?
Apologize to her.
What was your name again?
Natasha.
Natasha. The eyes are gorgeous. You're a very pretty young lady. But, I'm sorry.
In Romanian.
I don't speak that language.
She can't understand English.
I don't.
This is meaningless babbling for her.
Do it with your hands.
I'm sorry, okay?
You simple words.
I'm sorry.
Vavarushka no mishka.
Go on.
I don't understand.
You must pantomime with your hands to say, I am sorry for giving you eyeball rim job last week.
I'm sorry. You know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Move on.
Eyeball rim job last week.
No, that was blowjob you did.
And it wasn't last week. It was a few weeks ago.
A rim job. Perry. A rim job is when you eat someone's ass.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It was. You said that thing in the movie. Remember in the movie you
did
that?
Did I?
Yeah.
That's just one of my pearls of wisdom I like to, you know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Is this the end of $10 shout out?
We got some business to do because we didn't close out a bit. You came in a little early, and I apologize. That's my fault.
You got the business.
Well, we're just.
You came to the right guy.
No.
He's a businessman.
Before we get into that, I know that, but we got to close out some business. And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
All right. I think she's starting to understand. She's at least looking at you like she understands something.
Natasha?
Da.
I'm sorry to you. I apologize.
Pavarishka.
What? You want to... You're saying he wants to fuck you?
I said...
You piece of crap. How could you come out and just say you want to fuck her?
Perry,
like,
why are you digging deeper?
You're supposed to apologize.
I'm not trying to say I want to fuck her now.
Listen now.
I'm not saying I want to fuck her now.
Then why did she say that?
Because that's all she knows in English. That's all you taught her to say in English.
She's got the point.
I noticed that you brought some stuff with you. What is that stuff right there?
Okay, Don, I heard you had kid. You had baby girl? I got coloring book for her. Here, take it. Kids love to color.
The cunt coloring book.
That's right.
I'm a little confused. She's under a year old.
It looks like flowers.
What's the matter? She don't like pussy? Is she a fag?
She's not a fag. She's a little baby girl.
Betty, what is this? Don's baby girl is a fag. She doesn't like pussy.
It's a baby.
You don't bring a baby a fucking...
She just came squirting out of
doing?
A pussy.
What are you doing?
She can relate to it.
Don't lick that. No, don't lick it. Don't lick it. What is she doing?
It's okay. She likes to lick. I trained her.
Yurgi.
I trained her. When she sees pussy, she licks.
Okay, I don't know if I can use this. Are there
any connect the dots in there?
No. It's just a bunch of vaginas that are drawn there, and you're supposed to color it in.
Actually,
well, thank you.
Connect
Hold
the clock.
You brought a bucket. What's
I
that bucket
okay.
for?
Now, listen. Barry, there's one way. One way. I tried to let you apologize, but all I heard was, can I fuck you now?
That's Romanian came slut. Out of her mouth.
So, okay, listen. I'll give you one more chance. This is how you make it up to me, okay? I got business proposition. Now, let me tell
Wait
you.
Wait a minute.
Business proposition?
You're going to give money for all of us?
No. First, I don't just hand out money, okay? That's not how businessman operates, okay?
You're slick.
Yeah, I got plan, okay? Now, listen, Perry.
Is just for Perry.
I have a new line in Romania. I'm selling Yorgi's Starcocks, okay? Now, do you understand? Do you know what Starcocks are?
No.
Okay. In Romania, there's big market for celebrity penises from molds. I take with plaster cast, I take mold of your penis, I sell them exact replica of a celebrity Hollywood penis.
Okay.
Already I have Corey Haim. I'm selling Corey Haim's cock.
Okay.
I got Scott Baio cock. That's selling very well. And then, you know what? I'm getting Corey Feldman. I'm going to make a double end, the two Coreys. I'm going to make a double ended
like
cock.
A bookshelf?
Yeah, the two Coreys.
No, Corey Haim, that would be a good one because he passed away, correct?
Well, I got it. That was his dying wish, to have his penis sold in Eastern Europe.
So let me make sure I understand this. So what you're trying to do is
got the bucket penis. Of plaster, okay? And I got the spatula right here. All I got to do is I slather your cock. It's got to be rigid. And then I slather it with this joint compound.
Joint plaster. Compound.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No, you idiot. It's not for it's marijuana cigarette. It's called joint compound because because that's what they use in prison to make cock casts, okay, from the joint. So listen.
What kind of money is Perry going to make on something like this?
He's going to, first of all, he will be forgiven for eyeball raping my beautiful Natasha, okay?
Oh, you should do it then.
Yes.
How much you want to pay me?
We do this on contingency, okay?
Wrong.
I first take mold, and every cock I sell, you get 12 cents.
Then it's never going to be done.
Romanian.
It's never going to be done. How much is 12 cents in Romanian?
Centavos.
In American?
Centnichkak.
How much American
12
dollars?
12 centnichkak.
How
okay.
much American dollars is this going to make?
You'll be happy. Listen, you can wipe your ass with an American dollar these
okay.
days, my friend.
Talk
wipe your ass
to me.
Hold on, just a second.
I know nothing
the
about
Romanian.
Okay.
Right, the Romanian hey. Has held its value far better than American dollar,
he's got
which
a point
is
about
no
that.
Better
he's
than
got
shit
a point
paper.
About that.
Oh, Christ. Don, if you know anything
okay,
about
this. Okay, I think what he's saying right now is he's offering you 12 cents for each one he sells.
12 centavos.
What's 12
Romanian
centavos?
Centavos.
What is that?
Come on, you guys. You follow the world market. That's a great deal.
I don't follow.
Are you kidding me?
No. 12 cent
times. If he's able to sell these on the same scale that chickpeas are sold in Romania, he's looking at some serious money, but that's unfair that he should get all of it.
Is it that this guy is the only one who understands
why does
business
he get
in this
rich?
Room?
Why does he get rich and we don't get rich?
Because it's my dick that he wants to make a
mold
of.
Yeah, but still, but
well,
you even
yeah,
said...
But what?
It is kind of a big three thing, so do you think that maybe he could get a little less and you could share some of the profits with Mole and myself for each one sold?
Why would you guys get any profits?
Because
out?
We're
no,
the
no,
big
no.
three. If it wasn't for this podcast,
you, get
you
like,
wouldn't get the money.
How about you get eight and we each get two?
That sounds fair to me.
Okay.
So all right, four so, for us, eight for you. We'll still be 12, but we'll take that other 12. I just want 2 centavos.
I just want something out of it.
So he gets eight. That's
so you're just going to make
fine.
A mold
Look,
right now?
Well, we're going to make him first. We have to get him hard. We have to get him
That's
hard.
Her job.
Whose job?
Hey!
Her job.
Keep it in your head with your eyes looking again, raping and
That's her job.
And licking.
Only her job.
None fuck now. Net no. No, net fuck. Avkarashnak. Akrashnatrak. The Chechu. Bukharash. Nechdesh Nikolai.
She's really upset.
Hashklevash. Hashklevash. Okay. Hashklevash. Hey. Calm down. I don't. Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey. Get over here. Put your head back.
Oh, my God.
Head back. Mouth open.
Whoa, my God.
What the fuck?
Wash it down with
some. What did you just give to her?
A little something. Calm her down.
That was like 12, 20 pills.
She's drinking. What is that?
What is this? It's like hamburger helper.
You give a little booze
that extends the effect.
Wow, that's a solid buzz.
What the fuck?
Look, she's peaceful now.
All right. Oh, by the way, for the $10 shout-outs, here's the money, Mary Jane. Mary Jane gets it again this week, okay?
Thank you.
And I get nothing.
Well, you're on probation.
Just whip it out, and we can start slathering this plaster on it.
All right, just so he understands.
I want a payment. I'm not getting nothing. No, look. Listen to me, pal. I get nothing. You want something on my dick? If I don't get a contract in writing, one... And an upfront pay, too, for like $250,000.
Wait a minute. $250,000?
You goddamn right.
Corey Feldman didn't make these demands.
Corey Feldman is not me. He makes billions of dollars compared to what I make.
Can I say I don't need the contract for my two centavos?
And
so.
I don't either.
These guys are men of honor. Why aren't you men of honor?
We see the money.
Because
potential.
I want a contract.
We don't need
a contract. Been fucked.
Who's fucked you? Who's fucked you?
I'm not going to say who's fucked me. I'm just going to say
was it Joe Paterno?
Does it involve a rap song that you
paid $500
for? Hey,
Joe Paterno, he just brought up, you know what's funny is we were just talking about Joe Paterno, and there's a Joe Paterno sex abuse with that guy.
Hey, listen, I never met an Italian that didn't want to stick his cock up some 12-year-old kid's ass. I'm just saying.
I'm not interested.
Sorry, 10 years old.
Is Natasha okay?
It's no big deal. Perry, listen. On any given Sunday, my dick is halfway up some soccer coach's ass anyway.
Okay. Let me try to get this back to normal. Perry, do you want to get involved in a business venture with Yergi right now?
If it's paying me some upfront money,
the last thing that he produced for us was Windy City Heat.
I got paid a little, but...
Funny about that is you got paid more for that movie than you made the previous 3 years of your life, and you got shit. So what are you talking about, Perry?
Perry, past his prologue. Remember your big monologue from that movie?
How much money am I going to make now?
Just let me put it to you this way.
I want a down payment.
Listen to him.
Okay, listen to me. Remember your big monologue, your showstopper from that movie? Remember? Chi-town.
Why is the red bat even here?
No. Chi-town. City of broad shoulders and a giant cock. Okay? Now we got to take mold of that giant cock that you talk about with him in the movie.
I don't remember that, Yergi.
No? I never said anything about it.
I remember you put a dinosaur in it. That was pretty awesome.
Did you cut that out?
No,
did Bobcat cut out the part about the giant cock?
Well...
I think he must
have. I don't remember a lot of that movie.
I sure don't remember that part. Cut out, okay?
All right.
But Knoxville...
Just take your fucking cock out already.
Do you want to do this?
I want some upfront money.
You're making my Natasha cry.
Look at her.
She's going to pieces. She wants to see your cock in my bucket of plaster. Can't you just do this? Give the people what they want. They're crying out for a great...
How much money are you going to pay me for it?
Okay, you want more? Okay, great. You know what? For being an asshole, I cut it down to 10 centavos.
Does that cut us down?
Yeah, well, no. You get 10 centavos. I give you three and two.
Why does Mole get three?
That's just how it works.
I've been pretty cool about this whole negotiating.
What have I done?
How much money am I going to get paid up?
Do I look like a currency converter?
Well, I don't even know. What is the U.S. dollar amount?
Do you know what I would do? All right, Perry. Hey, Yergi.
Tell me U.S. dollar amount. I don't know anything about this European shit.
Take your headphones off for just a second. Take your headphones off.
Fingers in ears.
Yeah, put your fingers in your ears. Perry, this is your chance to make some money. You know what you do?
I want a written
contract. Wait a
minute.
Hold on. Listen to this. Say, I don't know if I want to do it. How bad do you want me? Start showing off the fucking material. Pull your dick out.
Interesting.
All right, put your headphones back on.
Okay. What do we got?
How bad do you really want me?
11.
Again, how bad do you want me?
God, this guy's good.
He's pretty
how
tough.
How fucking bad do you want me?
You make Hank Kissinger look like a fucking Cub Scout leader.
Hey, you want me? Triple the money.
Well, what okay. is what has he got
triple
to...
Triple the
Perry,
money.
Perry, you got to show him something to make sure that he knows that he's getting some good quality dick.
I'm going to consult
he's not,
with Natasha.
He's not... I don't need to show him shit.
Dance. He... Just dance.
Dance? I am being a businessman.
Perry, use your fucking head.
I am.
Use your fucking head. Show him what he wants.
Okay.
Show him.
Okay. Natasha says we need to see the merchandise.
Come here if you want to see the merchandise. Then she gets no merchandise.
We need to see what we're paying. If we you want contract, you want legal, you want to go that way. My handshake's not good enough for you.
You okay, got fine. That
easy,
right.
Easy, you're easy.
You got that
that's not
right.
Fine. That's not the way we do it in the Ural Mountains.
He brought over
in the Caucasus. A man's handshake is as good as word as a paper you put to a lawyer.
What do you want to?
Do you remember when he brought when he did the movie and we were low on finance? He showed up with a Home Depot bucket full of 50s.
Hey, that you didn't see me with no fucking lawyers, with no papers. You can wipe your ass with papers. I operate Word. It's my bond.
All right, you see
and
what
by
he's
the way,
saying.
Speaking of Bond, congratulations on the new James Bond movie that you did.
Thank you.
All right, are
I want to see money up front.
All right, Perry.
Or a written contract.
All right, you're not going to get okay. that. That's
then
not the way
he gets nothing. Then he gets nothing.
Okay, let's start again. If I put money on table, will you put cock on table?
I want to see it.
I think you should let him
and
see the
balls.
Cock first.
And the balls?
Show me the money.
Show the cock first.
Fuck you.
Show me the honey.
Show me the money.
Show me the honey.
Show me the money.
Come on, whip it out, sugar bear. Let's see it.
You see nothing without the dollars up front. Those fucking bills better
okay,
be sitting right on top of that clock.
Forget it.
Or you
all
see
right,
shit.
Forget it. Forget
let's move
it.
On, let's
we
move
got
on.
It. We got to move on. This is.
I can't do business like this.
All right. You know
yeah,
what?
Because you don't know how to
you
do business.
You know what you should do? Get Dan. He'll do it for you.
I'll do it.
Without a contract. And,
I'll do
and
it.
Make some good money.
There was a time when men of honor could make a contract with a handshake and see one's cock.
Let
without
me tell you something.
Shake his hand.
I'll be
shake
more than happy to show you my cock.
All right. Let's see it.
Whip it out, little sprout.
Right. Feast your eyes on this, Natasha, huh?
What do you think?
Whoa!
Of that?
Oh, holy shit!
Yeah, see
look at that! Oh my God!
Fuck now!
It's like a can of tuna. It's like one inch Natasha. Long and then fat as a tuna can. What the fuck, Don? That's something else.
A hot, they call them hockey puck.
You could split a log with that thing.
All right, well, anyway, it is time to move on. And right now, I think it's the perfect time.
She
here
looks
we
hungry.
Are. Here we have.
She's hungry for someone who's not a faggot and won't show penises until I
you
make
know what?
Money.
You know what? I'm not if you were casting a Christine Applegate movie, I bet it shows you in a second.
You know what you remind me of? Joe fucking Paterno. That's right.
Go
I tried to get
yourself.
That motherfucker's
wow.
cock in plaster,
yourself,
and he wouldn't do it
queer.
Either. Too busy wow. enabling kid fucking.
Go fuck yourself.
All you Italians are the same.
No, we're not.
I'm ashamed to be... From a country
go
within
back to Romania,
1,000 miles
you
of
fucking
you.
Psycho.
This is why Italy's broke, dude.
I apologize,
right.
Jurgi.
Bunga bunga. Bunga bunga. Always in the bunga bunga.
I don't know if this is working out as well as I thought.
It was like this.
Wait
you want
a minute, Perry.
Business, you better show up the money. Okay.
All right.
Damn.
Time once again where it's four guys and one lovely lady
at
sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little... Guy talk.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Now, here we are. We're just sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood, California.
You want to call it that?
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about... What are you doing?
She's picking her feet.
Filthy feet.
Don't just talk that way about my... This young lady is 10 feet of Romanian grade A chuck beef.
And Scaremaster goes crazy when he sees feet, so she should be careful.
I'm oh, that's right. Interested. You have...
Look, he's hypnotized.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested?
You know what? You're a real piece of shit. This is how
thank
you talk...
Thank you. I'm a... Yeah, this is the way I talk about filthy, dirty feet.
They're not dirty feet.
One
They're
second, dirty. You're dripping honey, dripping romance to my woman next.
I'm not dripping honey romance over your fucking little girl.
You're lucky she doesn't speak any English at all, dude. Otherwise, she'd get really offended at that stuff you're saying about her feet.
Anyway, well, we're not talking about her feet.
Let's see your feet, Mr. Big Feet.
No, thank you.
She's painting her toenails purple. Hey, can I get her that nail polish?
Hey.
No, don't do that, Mo. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about some ladies right now. We're not talking about ladies. Yurgi, now you...
Yeah, what's been going on with you and the ladies?
Well, to be honest, I've had a few... I've had some ups and downs in the last...
Well, this is a segment of the show where we talk about All ladies right. and things that we've done.
You know me. I like to fuck, right? You know me. But the problem is, you know, when you're fucking as much as Yorgi, you know, things happen. Long what? Story short, you know why I have this stupid wig?
Why?
I got fucking dick cancer. I stuck it in the wrong hole.
Oh. Now,
yeah, cancer of the dick.
Oh.
It sucks, man. I've been on chemo for 8 months, and my hair fall out. All Romanian healthcare will buy me is a stupid wig.
Oh, I did not. I'm very sorry.
Look, I had to
paint
on my mustache.
Dick cancer's rough.
I'm so sorry.
Are you telling me you got AIDS?
No. Hey, what are you talking about, Perry?
Maybe that'll help him admit it. Maybe
could you be so insensitive?
Maybe you're talking about dick cancer will help Perry admit it.
That's another word of saying AIDS.
What?
You're grossly misinformed, my friend.
Whatever. What are you talking about?
Is that head filled with brains or hashkalavash?
Whatever. This stuff is just disgusting me.
Why are you ruining guy talk
again?
Why
did you let that guy fuck the kid in the shower?
How could I?
Excellent question.
Why did I let him? I didn't let him. I'm not a part of Pennsylvania's.
Just because he wasn't you personally fucking the kid, it doesn't mean that's right.
Well,
just because I'm an Italian.
No, it's because of what you did with Randy Kellen. You didn't report him, and then he raped other kids.
That was 20 fucking years ago. I was brand new in the fucking business. Well,
okay. There's no statute of limitations on kid fucking.
God, you know, you guys are a bunch of fucking abusive pieces of shit, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Wow.
Ass fuck. How are we?
Ass fuck?
Yeah, you're ass really fuck. A pain in the ass. Oh. You come here negative. We're in the middle of a show. I try to help
that
you.
Fucking hurts
Oh,
crazy.
It's my fault. My it's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
How's it my fault?
You give me a headache, and I can't even take any fucking aspirin to cure my fucking headache.
You want a one hitter?
I'm not taking that shit.
I'll load you up, dude.
Why
no
not?
Fucking way.
Well, I got to tell you this. This guy talk is going nowhere. It really isn't.
You guys want to hear me how I fucked a kid once?
What?
I thought you want guy talk.
Well, I will tell you, it's funny you should mention that because Scary Perry used to, he used to traffic in child pornography.
No.
Oh, I trafficked.
Natasha, get your girl
I
away.
Once found
hey,
a kid.
Yurgi, she's coming on to me. I'm not doing anything.
Whoa. It's Nafkat! It's not Glasgowach! That's Nikidak! That Bucharest! Nick Nafligidak! Nash Likva! Snick Likvik! Get Snick Lak! Snatch Nish Naklukak! Snick Lak! Come! Snick!
All right.
Snick! Over Nick!
This is truly the worst guy talk ever.
He's spanking Natasha, you guys.
Yeah, I see that.
That's right. You deserve it.
Yurgi.
You want some one hitter, Natasha?
Okay, well, that was the worst guy talk ever. That was guy talk, everybody.
Oh, well, those two really love each other. They really seem to love each other.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk.
It'll be okay now. That is guy talk.
Ooh.
It's nice to see you guys work out.
Well, I'm glad. It was an argument,
hey,
but everything's
Patty,
cool now.
What? Maybe you want to watch this. Learn how to deal with a woman. Okay.
Hey, was that a phone call?
You're in school
girls.
Now, my friend.
I've got girls.
Watch hey, and learn.
All right.
I've got girls.
Hello, all. Guess who?
Oh, Mr. Adams. Hey,
right
Mr.
We are,
Adams.
And it's lovely to hear your voices.
And wow. You sound great, too,
I like
Mr.
your demand are.
Well, I do have some wonderful news, for I'm tackling my HN habit head on, and I've checked myself in to Naked Truth.
Hey, isn't that nudist rehab place in Santa Barbara?
One and the same. Wait a second. Is that Yurgi?
Yes.
Yurgi, hello, you Romanian gangster, you. I've missed your swarthiness and je ne sais quoi.
Johnny boy, what's up, man?
Anywho, yes, Naked Promises. It's delightful. We shed our problems and our trusses and get down to some ugly truths.
Oh, like what?
Well, I'll tell you, the ugliest is definitely the beginner hot yoga class.
Ah, so what did you do with all your old HN? Maybe Perry can sell it, make some money. He can tell.
Well, listen. Unfortunately, all my old HN has been both keistered and sent out to sea, I believe. I mean, who knows for sure? I've had some very loose stools with the grains they serve here. Now, listen, let's have a quick chuckle because the attendance is coming.
Do it, do a joke. Come on, do a joke.
What did the vinaigrette say to the refrigerator?
Close the door, I'm dressing.
Quite right, Mo. Good one. Quite good right. One. Though we don't have such inhibitions here. Ah, here comes Jeremy. Listen, I must quickly tuck away the telly. Toodles all.
It is funny. We just had the two producers. I believe for the first time since the movie, you guys have even talked.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Whatever. He's probably still using two.
He's really going
so?
To that.
Yeah.
He just said he's at Naked Truth, that nudist rehab place up in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I know that place.
Nice?
Yeah. Rosie Greer went there.
Is that where you learned how to go knitting?
I made a big mistake last week, and I want to apologize, because last week I called the place, the Thai food restaurant, one of the best in the entire West Hollywood area. I called them What the Hawks. It's not What the Hawks. There's no S. It's What the Hawk. And I want to apologize. They give us food every week. And is that good food, Mo?
It's wonderful food. But can I tell you something? A lot of people have been contacting me via the social networks all week.
Yes.
And everybody has been asking me, what is the Hawk anyway? What is it?
What is it?
What is the Hawk?
It's What the Hawk.
Right.
It's a Thai restaurant. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. Yeah. Now, Perry, you like the food, don't you? Well, what I'm trying to do is I screwed up bad because I called it What the Hawks, and he's very upset. It's not What the Hawks, plural. It's What the Hawk.
Your wife really likes that tiger doll.
What is she doing?
She likes to fuck tiger.
What is she doing? No, don't kiss. No. What are you doing? What? What is she
saying? I trained her to fuck big cats.
Oh, really? In real life? Like you have tiger babies?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's sort of our version of Siegfried and Roy show in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, if you're interested in some of the best Thai food
dick,
in
I'll shoot
the
it on
entire
the spot.
West Hollywood area, that's... What is... Do you remember the number, Perry?
No.
It's 323-654-7952. What is it?
323-654-7952.
That's right. That's What the Hawk. What is it, Mole?
Have you ever...
What the Hawk?
Yeah. What the Hawk.
Okay. Anyway, so there you go. So we got that out of the way. And we have one other commercial. Now, you're a businessman. You know that we have to pay the bills, correct?
Yeah, I know how it is. But sometimes people don't do business with you. You know, sometimes they leave a great deal at the door.
What does that mean exactly?
Okay, I'll salvage this deal. To salvage this deal,
tell me
I make
English
you a new offer.
Dollars.
Shut up and listen to offer.
What's your new offer?
7 centashlak for your asshole. I want to cast your asshole.
Oh, that you can't beat that deal. You can't beat that deal, Scaremaster. Look at
you're
she's doing to the tiger.
Yes, that's right.
Look at
that's
she's
right,
doing the tiger.
Natasha. Asshole. Yeah,
what is she doing to the doll?
She's pointing to the asshole. She likes to lick asshole.
I don't. Let me give this to me, please.
She licked Tiger's asshole in the act.
That's very good. Put this down.
That was ad lib, by the way. I didn't tell her.
We got to pay the bills, guys. Let's just cool down. You know, ASM Plumbing
What's
and Porn.
The English dollar?
Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth!
And your asshole.
He's got a point.
ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why not listen to the words and wisdom of an American hero? One of the great people that I know, friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh, 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 ooh! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh, 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 ooh!
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Have you heard of that place, ASM Plumbing and Porn?
They do good business. They do good work. They do good work.
What do you like best, their plumbing or their pornography?
Plumbing.
because you don't get into the man-on-man stuff. You're more into the women things. And
yeah, you know what? That man-on-man stuff, strictly for fags.
Something I'm never...
Strictly faggot stuff, Joe.
But that's a good tag name for it if you're into, like if you had a label and that was what you were selling.
Strictly for fags.
You know, before we go today, what I'd like to do is this. Terry Contractor is here. Now, Terry Contractor is the guy that really helped us out build this studio, along with Mary Jane, who we don't give enough thanks for. Mary Jane, everybody.
Thank you.
Did Terry Contractor make those grapes light up?
In a way, yes, he did.
Whoa, nice job. Just
well, Terry,
out.
Say hello, would you?
Hello, how are you?
Now, I frighten you a little bit, don't I?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, you're my boss.
Yes.
And I've seen how you react to people. When I mess up, I don't like it. And I feel like I need to do right by my boss at all times.
Well, thank you. That's the way to work. Let me ask you this. Do you think Perry's that way in any way at all?
No. Hearing the things he was saying earlier, no, I don't.
Did he say bad things about me earlier?
Well, he threatened to have me and you both killed.
In what way?
You threatened to have me killed.
Yeah.
I threatened to have you killed.
How's this? How did he do that?
Well, he said I could make one call, and he would go through both me, Terry Contractor, and Don, and we would.
Oh, I did.
You did. Interesting. Yeah. Remember I told you you shouldn't say that, and then you called that friend of yours, and you were afraid to say it again?
What, you mean Nick?
Well, I didn't want to name names and who the hitman was.
Nick is not
Nick's
a hitman.
Nick is. But he's
my
threatening
Scare Master.
Scare Master,
don't keep digging, dude.
No, I'm not digging.
So he threatened to kill me.
Right, and then he exposed himself publicly.
Christ.
I asked him not to.
I had to take a piss.
Scare Master.
Where did he do that?
In the planters up
on
the fucking roof
of the studio.
On the roof here at the secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Right.
He went upstairs, and in public, he peed in the flower bed.
Well, the first time he couldn't get his penis to work, and so he had to zip up and walk around for a few minutes, and then it worked again. And then I asked him not to do it, and he exposed his...
You guys make me nervous.
Well, all I was doing was passively standing there leering at him by the door, and he couldn't get his penis to work, and the second time it did.
Okay, let's go around in a circle, and with one word, describe Perry. Mole?
Perry's the guy with last time when I saw him up on the roof, he was there with the guy who didn't have any shirt on. And then I walked out there and everyone freaked out and I went running down here and he came chasing after me.
I
screaming, nothing
that.
Happened.
Liar.
You didn't.
That's more than one word.
I remember that. Oh, yeah, it is more than one word. I have a word, despicable.
Ooh, good one. I almost took
Thank
that
you.
One.
Perry, you give a word that describes you.
A pain in the ass.
That's not one word, but that's good too. Well, listen, Terry, I just wanted you to say hi. This
Hello.
Is a real big podcast, and I wanted you to be part of it. Thank you for helping us out with the
Thank
entire
you.
Podcast studio. You did a great job, and I wanted
really
to thank
great
you.
Job, and great job on the light up grapes.
And give
He's
let's
awesome. Terry Contractor's an awesome human being.
Let's give him a nice hand.
Thank you.
And a nice hand for Mary Jane, who helped
She's
out.
Another nice human being.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show today. Thank God. Jurgi, I'm really glad you came by. I'm sorry for the harassment that one of our cast members gave to you.
Harassment?
Yeah, you harass everybody. You come in here with the fucking worst attitude ever. You've got nothing else. You fuck up one show. Then you beg for forgiveness. Now you come back here like a complete ass, unprepared, and all you do...
Unprepared?
My arm hurts! Fuck you, you
Fuck
dumb.
Me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck me.
Well, that's the reason.
The dumb what? The dumb what? Come on. Come on, you piece of shit. You always put me in my fucking
because
place.
That, because you deserve it. If you've done anything for the show today,
what do I
know
need
yet.
To do? What do I need to do?
You do something besides be a negative fuck.
Look, my fucking neck is still broke. It's not that it's broke. It's the three discs that are fucking... strangling my spinal cord. My arm is fucking numb. My fingertips are numb. My hand is driving me crazy.
So take it out on us. Take it out on us and
I'm
ruin the show.
I'm not taking it out on you.
You ruined another show.
I'm not ruining
you ruined
this show.
Another show. This is why
it's
the people online
funny.
Don't want you on the show anymore.
They
they're
don't
begging.
Want me on
yeah,
they
look
love
at what
me.
Everybody's saying.
Yeah, they're saying. Nobody,
Mole, am I right about this? Am I out of my mind? Everybody online says they
oh,
want you gone.
Get rid of them. Yeah, get rid of me.
That's
well,
what
well,
saying.
They got this punk named Rucka Ruck Ali that's always saying, "Oh, he's got HIV, he's got AIDS." I don't have AIDS.
You have AIDS denial.
That's what he has.
I would never get AIDS.
All right. Well, anyway,
I would never hang out with those people.
Let's do something to kind of end the show in a good way. And this is now our closer. It used to be kind of more in the middle of the show, but now it's the big one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that people feel is the best thing we do on this show. Whoa. It's time once again for a little mole play.
All right.
Yay.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
Now, I'm not quite sure. Are we still having to say something before we go into mole play?
We do have to say that mole play is in no way associated with mole play, the board game division of Perpetic Industries.
Perpetic.
Okay.
Tim Perpetic.
Because, you know, it turned out that not only the game piece were choking kids, the die in the cards.
Oh.
Ah, so toxic.
Where'd you have this game made?
Shengxia Province.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What does that mean, Perry?
Garbage, garbage.
What
garbage.
Is that supposed to mean?
Poisonous ink, poisonous paint.
Yeah.
Everything's poisonous.
Yeah, but how was I supposed to know it was going to be poison?
He had no idea.
He just went out there to make the game for him. He didn't do anything.
I know, he didn't know.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, Mole Play is a game we play here on the Big Three podcast, and it's a game where, made of improv, Mole sets up a scenario. He'll cast the scene, and then he'll direct it. Hey, Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole
Play? Well, there's been a lot of talk about this, and it's a very touchy subject, because first and foremost, our thoughts go out to the victims and their families.
Oh, what are you talking about exactly?
I'm talking about the tragedy that happened in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
and not
yeah.
the minors. I'm talking about the other kids who were sexually molested by that terrible coach, Jerry Sandusky, Ohio. So here's where we go back to the locker room, where Scaremaster.
I'm not no fucking faggot coach. I'm not doing no faggot acts.
Relax.
I'm not
all
whipping
right.
my
Relax.
Dick out.
Relax. Dan is Jerry Sandusky, Ohio. Yergi, you and Natasha are going to be Coach McQueary, who comes in, a young man, and sees them and reacts.
Okay, great. Natasha, you with me. We make character and play.
What's Perry going to be?
Perry, you are little Timmy, 10 years old, and Coach Sandusky is going to teach you how to shower correctly. Ready? Mole play.
Hey, little Timmy, come here.
Do I have to?
You don't have to
go
do
over
anything.
There, Scaremaster. Go close to him.
Oh, God.
Would you like a new computer? Here's a new laptop, an Apple. It's a Mac.
And they begin to shower together. Coach Sandusky showering him and then giving him a bear hug. First, soaping him up.
Well, pretty soon you're going to have some hair down in this area.
He soaps him up in his privacy area.
No, get your hands off.
No, didn't I give you a computer?
He's a young man. He can't keep up with the strength
Please,
of a full-grown football
stop.
Coach.
Everything's stop. Okay.
Coach Sandusky offers him a part in the Christina Applegate movie. Hey.
Now, I got to tell you something. You know, I'm not only a coach, but I also book commercials.
Really?
And I've also booked a few movies.
Really?
Would you like to work in a commercial about Alvarado Hospital? And if you do that, and you play your cards right, I can get you in the latest Christina Applegate movie.
Young Timmy turns and embraces the coach and says, whatever.
Whatever, whatever.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
No.
Give me a kiss.
No.
Just play no. kiss. Just
No.
I know the way you want to do. You want to kiss me on the lips, and it's not going to happen.
Doing a scene.
I don't give a shit. I'm not kissing you on the lips.
Don't kiss me on the lips.
I'm not kissing you.
Just embrace
me.
Fuck no.
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 In walked the McQueary's.
Oh, hey, I see you fucking that kid.
Fuck no.
No.
Give me a kiss.
Hey, how much for me to not tell I see you fucking that kid?
Fuck no.
Get her over here. She can fuck me now.
You're a 10-year-old kid.
10-year-old kid likes Mrs. McQueary.
What kind of sick fuck is that little kid?
Come here, little girl. Oh, she's a big girl. Look at that body on that big girl.
Fuck that kid in the ass again, mister. He's a fresh mouth.
Fuck
pretend, now. Pretend you saw nothing.
Give me that hot pussy over there.
Come on back in
here. Give me that hot pussy over there.
Timmy and Coach
McQueary. Give me a kiss.
Coach okay, Sandusky, Ohio, Kish Pasley.
No.
Just kiss. Just give me a kiss.
Fuck now.
Get your lips away from me.
That's good, girl.
Give me a kiss.
Just get little, your lips just away kiss, from me.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
Well, what a show this was today, huh? I'm sorry, Yergi, for everything bad that's happened. I'm sorry that Perry is represented the Big Three podcast in a way that upsets you. I can tell that you're upset.
Yergi loves it, and that's the way he wants it.
You ever put a word in my mouth again, I'll cut you open like a fish.
Yergi loves it, and that's the way he wants it. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
You want it, huh? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to see Yergi go sick? Oh. You want it?
Perry, don't do this. Don't do this.
Do you
don't
remember when he pulled out that
Perry,
gun?
Don't be stupid. Don't
remember
be stupid.
When I pulled out the gun and put it up the ass of that football-playing guy?
Who?
The big microwave oven.
What?
You know, the oven.
Perry.
Yeah, the oven.
He put a fucking gun up.
Yes, he did.
That's how he got dick
cancer. I raped oven Perry with a gun in his ass.
Sure.
Well, you've been absolutely perfect, Perry.
Exactly. I won't take nobody's shit, okay? I won't take nobody's shit.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at Facebook at Don Barris. Perry Caravello's at Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Walter Molininski, you are on the Facebook. Yergi, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, and I just want to say now to Natasha, fuck now. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. All right. And that's our show, guys. Well, we're very glad you have it here. Everybody, put your hands in there. Here we go. Big Three. All right. We may see you. We may never see you again because
you'll
I'm really
me.
Getting. No, I won't. I'm
yeah, you
just
will.
So tired of this crap. I really am. Mole, I apologize. Yergi, I apologize for everything. You know what? I've had it. Well, see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, catch me every night at the Comedy Store. And don't forget Monday nights, 10
every
p.m.
Every night, Dan?
Every night at the Comedy Store.
Every night.
I close out the show. Remember, also every Monday night at the World Famous Comedy Store. Don't forget my Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Goodbye.